Zog the Mishnah Baita Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned, Elu Metzia Shalai, the following Metzias he can keep. The Elu Metzias Chayv Lahachris. And these are the Metzias, again, the Metzia means something that you find. These are the Metzias that you have to announce, you have to call out. Aveda Metzasi. So now, in this Mishnah, B'ez Hashem, we're going to have an explanation on the Ve'elu Metzias Shechayiv Lahachris. Dr. Mishnah, Ve'elu Metzias, the following Metzias Chayiv, the finder is obligated Lahachris to announce, because the Bailim did not give up hope. There is a simon. And the Mishnah is going to give us a list of 11 things. All these 11 items have a simon either in their guf, like, I know that's my Bava Kama Gemara, you can tell there's a coffee stain on Daf Ayin Beis, or there's a simon in the Mokayim, I can tell you exactly where you found it, I put it away in a place that shouldn't get damaged, or I can tell you how many there were. First, we're going to see those that have a simon in the guf. Matzah peiros bekli. Someone finds peiros in a keli. Now the keli has a simon, so I have to call out the keli. But whoever comes to give a simon in the keli also gets the peiros, even though there's no simon in the peiros. I can tell you a simon on the keli. Can't give you a simon on the apple inside. But it's clear that the peiros have a shachas of the keli. The owner of the keli is the owner of the peiros. Now, it's physically possible that someone came and put his own peiros into someone else's keli, but the assumption is not like that. And therefore, the Baal Hu Aveda is not miyayish himself, not on the keli and not on the peiros. Second case, Ayor, he found kli kamay shahu. He found an empty keli, no peiros inside. We're only calling out the keli. Third case, Mois, he finds money, bakis, in a wallet. And the wallet has simonim. You call out the wallet. Whoever gives the simon on the wallet gets the money as well. Or, kis kamay shahu, an empty wallet. Now we have examples of things where there's no simon in the guf of the item, but there's a simon in the place. Or maybe there's a simon as to how many. You can tell us how many we found. Tzibure peiros. Somebody found peiros not scattered like in the first Mishnah, but they're neatly piled up. So it's clear, it's not that someone had a hole in his basket and these peiros were falling, but the Baalim put them there. He piled them up. Maybe he forgot about it afterwards, but originally he put it down there. So they have a simon, makom. He knows where he put it. Or tzibure mois. You have money piled up on the ground. It's also clear. It's not that someone had a hole in his pocket and the money was falling out as he was walking. It's neatly piled up. You have to call it out. The Baalim have a simon, makom. They can tell you where it was piled. Or if someone found shloisha matbeyos, three coins, ze al gav ze, three coins, one on top of the other. In the Gemara we find there was like a tower, wider coin, a narrower coin, and then a smaller coin, like a quarter, a nickel, and a dime. Clearly, the Baalim put it this way, bekavana, but he forgot it. Now the man calls out, matbeyos mitzase, I found matbeyos. And if the person comes and says, yes, and there were three, we return it to him. Even if he doesn't tell us about the tower part, that it was wide, narrow, and narrower. Now, if there were two, it wouldn't work, because by saying matbeyos, you already know there are two. But if it's three or more, then the number would be a simon. Weiter, krichos, small bundles of tefuah bereshus hayachid, in a place where the rabbim don't step on it. Let's say a field that was planted, nobody walks there. It's clear the Baalim put it down over here, but they forgot it afterwards. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned about krichos bereshus hayachid. No one puts bundles of tefuah down in Rosh Hashanah. Animals step on it. People walk in it, around it. The animals kick it away. It's not a tiny you put it there. Even if you did put it there, it wouldn't be in the same place where you put it there. But kriches b'Rosh Hashanah, that's something else. Here you can say, look, I put it down over there. I'll tell you exactly where I put it. Now we go back to a simon in the guf. V'kikorei shel balabayis. Loaves of bread. It doesn't come from a bakery. Loaves of bread that a private person baked. Usually when a private person bakes bread, he makes his own tzura. He makes it in his own little image, so to speak. So he has a simon in the guf of the Aveda. Or, this is actually the 10th example in the Mishnah, the gizei tzemer, cut pieces of wool that are dyed, that are colored, halakuchais mi beisa umen. Now in the first Mishnah we learned, gizei tzemer habois mimdinosan. There was cut off the sheep. It wasn't brought to the umen yet to dye it. There's no simon on it. Here we're talking about halakuches mi beis ha'uman. These do have a simon. See, the derech was people would cut off their wool from the sheep, and they would bring it to a special person who knew how to give it color. And he would take all this wool from the different people and put it into a special barrel that had paint inside or dye inside. But before you put it in, everyone would make a siman to know that this is theirs. They would make like a different kind of a knot. So there was a lot of thought that went into this to make sure I should be able to recognize that it's mine, that Bedavka put a siman into it. That's how I know that Gizei Tzemer HaLekuches Mibeis HaUman, that are taken from the craftsman, Bevadei has a siman on it. And finally, the 11th case, if you found Kadei Yayin, jugs of wine, full of wine, or Kadei Shemen, or full of oil, you also have to call it out. Even though there's no siman in the kad itself, in the jug itself, and even if the measurement of how much wine or oil wouldn't be a siman, because all of the kadim are the same amount. If it's full, it's full. They were all usually made in a uniform way. But l'maisa, the balabatim, used to make a roishim by the opening of the kad. And each kad was different. And the balavaveda relies on this. He won't give up hope. So the mail in regard to all these 11 things, hare elu, chayev, the finder, is obligated in regard to these things, hare, all, elu, these 11 things, chayev, he is obligated l'hachris to call out. So quickly, chazering over, in our Mishnah we learned, if you find Peiris in a Keli, even though there's only a Siman on the Keli, but he gets the Peiris also, or the Keli itself. If you find money in a wallet, even though he only has a Siman on the wallet, but he gets the money as well, including the wallet, same as if he just finds the wallet. Piles of Peiris as opposed to scattered Peiris. A pile of money, organized, as opposed to money that just fell. From three Mitbeyas and on, if he tells us the right amount, that's a Siman. Bundles of Tfuah in a Rishus HaYachid. That's the end of field that was planted. So here the place where you put it down is a Siman. Loaves from a Balabayas as opposed to loaves from a bakery. The loaves of a Balabayas may have a certain shape, which is unique to this baker. Shorn pieces of wool that are taken from the Beis HaUmen, where we know that they tie it in such a way you should be able to recognize it. And jugs of wine and oil, which have a Siman. The opening of the jug, the opening of the kad, in all these cases, Harei Elu Chayiv Lahachris.